Welcome to the Unintentional Porn Star.
Yeah.
Schmello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good sleeping. Whenever you hear this, wherever you're listening, I'm just getting up. And, well, I've been up for a bit. I've been dancing around my kitchen, making my decaf coffee in my underwear, big t-shirt, hair's a mess, haven't washed my face, staring outside, hugging some plants in my place, feeling good. Today's topic, on today's episode of The Unintentional Porn Star, we're going to talk about manifesting. Specifically so, because we have touched on it here possibly a few times, possibly a number of times, and now we're here to talk about it itself. What does it mean? What is it? Why is everyone talking about it? Why is it this fad? And why is it possibly legit? Slash, it is. Now, the interesting thing about manifesting is there are a number of ways to look at it, a number of, I guess, programs or methods or and methodologies, and there are tons of things out there about manifesting. And I'd love to share, I guess, as much as I can within what I've discovered, because I like to remain as like neutral and detached as possible. I do have thoughts on this. So I'm sure it's probably going to sound like I'm leaning in a certain way. And it's just because that's what resonates with me. So please, 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 always with anything that is said from anyone, and including myself, take it with your own level of, detachment, attachment, whatever you want to say. Like, take it with your own grain of salt. Take it with whatever you want to. Leave what you don't. And I think it's so beautiful that we can all talk about one thing and have multiple ideas about that one thing. I think that's gorgeous. I think that's fascinating about the human mind. That can go for religion, that can go for life, that can go for life after death, anything that we want to talk about. That could go about this squirrel that I'm becoming friends with. There's a number of ways to look at one thing, and I think that holding the space for all of these feelings, thoughts, theories, methodologies to exist is where life is beautiful. And one place I've really noticed this difference coming together in such a beautiful way, or these differences, is on my TikTok, my TikTok lives. I enter into my TikTok lives with tarot reading, intuitive tarot reading, and mediumship. And it is, there are many things to say about that. From certain religious backgrounds, and there are people that come on and ask me questions all the time, and I am not the guide, I am a guide, but they come on and they ask me, they're like, hey, you know, like my religious background and the people around me and my church, I won't say which specific religion it is, and I'm not bashing religion, just FYI, I think it's beautiful in its own way, absolutely. And just, this is just what I'm noticing, is that they're like, you know, this is seen as something that is attached to bad spirits and the devil. And I said, hey, like, that's, if that's their belief or your belief, that's welcome. And they were like, no, I don't believe it, but I don't want to go into this. I'm like open to it because I feel like it's going to, they believe in God. And they're like, I think it's going to bring me closer to God. And I say, absolutely. What you feel connection with within something bigger than yourself is God, and God is everywhere, and God is not subjective or prejudiced. Like, God is love, God is openness, and how you want to enter into that. And if you're entering in with a good heart, and again, this is my perception, but I don't know, let me know what you think. Because I know there's people listening from all over the world, and I love every religion, by the way, I really do. And I see the beauty in all of it. And let's keep it cute for, let's keep it open for everyone to exist in this world in love, because God is love, right? Anyways, so just within my TikTok lives, where I have people from so many different backgrounds, places in the world, religious beliefs, coming forward into a very specific place of spirituality, intuitive tarot. Like, tarot is seen as woo-woo, right, from a lot of people still, and that's beautiful if they feel that. I love that for them. And it's also something that can be seen as, like, I don't know, bad, negative, or an attack on. And it's really lovely in this space to be able to talk about it and find ways. I have to clear my throat one second. And find ways to, I don't know, just to understand each other, to find ways to spread that love and to spread that openness and understanding. And I think that's something that feels so beautiful for myself specifically, as I feel for most of my life, like, I don't know half of my background. Yes, I can go get those tests. Just, I understand. I'm choosing not to, at least right now. Anyways, I don't know half my background, and I actually love that, because what that did for me growing up is it built this mindset of, I could be anyone. I could be them. I could be them. I could be them. I could be them. And it built this beautiful form of love for everyone, because, hey, that could be me. And I'm appreciative of that. And I'm appreciative of my heart and all of our hearts and the capacity we have to love. And in the space on TikTok, as an example, with something that can be seen as very, like, I do have people come in and they're like, repent your sins. And I'm like, well, thank you. This just isn't the space for this. If you want to exist here in your religion and you respect where I'm at within my spiritual journey or my life, because it just is what it is, then, you know, we can exist here. If not, I'm sorry, you're just going to have to leave the space. And that does happen sometimes. And I think within the space of the beauty is where I go, like, I love you all. And it's so nice to have people that are like, wow, like, I'm loving this and I'm seeing new parts of myself and I'm appreciative of you, or this and that. And we're, like, appreciative of each other. And it's loving, it's open, there's space for every type of person. I would say there is literally every type of person that comes onto my TikTok lives, and I could not be more grateful. And I also want to extend that gratitude out through this podcast, because I do know that this is listened to from all over the world in places where I personally wouldn't have expected it when I first started it. And now I'm like, oh, this is beautiful. Like, yes, and. So anyways, talking about, you know, the beauty of openness and all of this within manifestation, let's go back to manifestation. Manifestation is a word that even myself, I'm like, ugh, like, it's so overused right now. And it's one of those fads. And yet, when we look at it, it's actually a very foundational thing as human beings to be able to manifest. And now let me talk about how, I guess I've heard about manifestation, and what feels really beautiful for myself is that manifestation is actually not even that. What we desire is already ours. It's already ours. So if I have a desire for, I'm just going to use a Tesla or a Rivian, either one. Let's do Rivian. Anyways, I have a desire for a Rivian. In my mind, from what I've heard and what I believe, that's already, like, I don't want something that's not mine. And so it's already yours. What you want to manifest is already yours. And the reason manifestation, or the practices of manifestation, have possibly come forward is because there's a lot of blockages. We create blockages, lessons, barriers, boundaries. We have negative thought spirals. We have things that are sort of, in quotations, in the way from us receiving what's already ours. It's already ours. If we feel it, it's ours. And I'll go into a little disclaimer after. So to me, manifestation is not the practice of attracting something in. It is actually removing the blockages and discovering what those blockages are. And so I'm going to use the term manifestation. I actually personally haven't found another term that feels a little bit more aligned, but I guess it is within the manifestation realm. It ultimately is manifestation? But not really. I hope you can see what I'm saying here. But within the manifestation work, it's like attracting what you want, or, you know, have a dream, desire, and goal and manifest it, like bring it in, call it in, work towards it. Bring the manifestation in yourself to it in this form of completion in the center. However you want to feel or relate to manifestation is great. And I think that manifestation is such a foundational thing within human beings, because again, like what we desire is ours. And here's where I'm going to go into this little disclaimer, like operate from a place of heart, operate from a place of truth. If you are wanting something that's not yours, it sounds so contradictory, but if I'm looking at my friend and I see, oh my gosh, she has a huge mansion. I need that. Cause if I have that, I'm going to be seen as really good and successful. Hold on a second here. That's all externally driven. So this is what I'm talking about here, is if it's externally driven, fair, there's still something that's valid. There's still something that's extremely valid. So it is mine. That mansion is mine, but the externally driven concepts around that are not mine. Does that make sense? Where I'm saying, you know, it needs to be internally driven. It needs to come from heart. It needs to come from truth. And when we feel something, if we feel jealousy or envy or, ooh, I'd really like that, or excitement, yeah, take a second to be like, what is it about this that I really like? What, like truly, what is it? Is it the fact that I have a beautiful home where I can bring all of my friends and I can give them keys and say, this is your other home or your vacation home, your home. This is our space to exist together. Like, that's why I want a possible mansion, right? I don't need it. It's not for anybody else. It's for me to enjoy with my friends. It's for my friends to enjoy. It's a space for community. Also, I would love to run retreats and things like that, right? So I'm like secretly discovering new things about my manifestation as I'm speaking about it. And that's the coolest thing, is that, and again, it's already mine. I'm just using the term manifestation because I really don't know how else to say it. But, and yes, so within manifestation, it's already yours. And it's important to do all of the inner reflection work around the why. You know, there's a lot of talk of like, don't worry about the how, don't worry about the when. And that's true. It's the why. Like, come back to the why. What does it actually mean to you? And when you discover that and you do have that feeling that they talk about, this feeling of like, oh, I feel it, I see it, I'm excited, I can taste it, it's mine. That's when you're in the manifestation energy. That's when you are in the, as they say, like higher alignment energetically, or, you know, when they talk about the whole avenue down, talking about the law of attraction, it's like you're in that energy of receiving. And we are energy. The earth is energy. God is also energy. And then some, because I know that, you know, there's much more to God for people. I grew up in a religious background. I'm not religious anymore, but I understand how huge, you know, he is, she is, however you want to see it. Them, not it, them. Anyways, la la. It's very interesting that religion is coming up a lot in this conversation, but it's also not very interesting because I would say all of these concepts, like, I don't even care to call myself spiritual. Am I? Sure. Do I associate with that? Sure. But I feel like I'm just a being and existing in all of these beautiful beliefs within like different concepts, Buddhism and all different religious backgrounds and spirituality and energy and science. Like, oh my gosh, we're just existing in all of this plethora of this information. And like, holy shit, this is exciting stuff. And, you know, even in certain practices, there's the concept of like give in to God, and I think it's like something like give in to God and he will provide for you or something like that, right? And it's like, it's the ultimate thing of be in the energy of trusting, and that can convert to the whole spiritual conversation. Be in the energy of trusting, of receiving, of being in that like higher vibration, right? It's all of these things where if you really dig deep down into these things, and this is again just my version of everyone. I am not the truth. I'm not saying I know everything. I am not saying shit like that at all. So please, like, I'm so here for the space of conversation around this and love. I love what everyone feels so beautiful and passionate about. I love that. Passion is so, what a really beautiful feeling. So Yeah, I'm just wanting to say that again, because I'm saying I feel and all of this a lot, and you're listening to me here, but I just want you to know, if this was a conversation as it was on my live, there'd be space for me hearing you and be like, oh wow, interesting. Oh my gosh, that's so interesting. Okay. So yeah, but really foundationally in a number of different belief systems and existences as being a human, you know, it comes back to so many things about how we feel about ourselves, how we connect to something bigger, how we sort of release into trust, and how we ultimately receive. And I think that from what I've noticed for myself, and this is just my journey within certain practices growing up, is like the energy of receiving was not necessarily talked about as much, or it wasn't necessarily promoted, because I felt like I wasn't supposed to want these things. And to me, it's nothing about the, like, money's not bad. A mansion's not bad. A Rivian's not bad. You know, are there certain aspects about the earth and the universe and like how we need to protect our world? Sure. And like, there are conversations about sustainability and all of these things. And really though, those things aren't bad. It's that if you attach something bad to it, it becomes bad. It becomes negative. Not everyone who has money is bad. Not everyone who's broke is bad or good. It's literally just, it just is. And it's ourselves and our connection to it that attaches a meaning to it, right? And so it's okay to want these things. Like, there's also a lot of guilt and shame around wanting really nice things, because, you know, there's conversations of like, how do we help other people? Well, sometimes in helping ourselves expand is when we can help others more. Like, again, for myself, I want to have something possibly bigger. I'm going to sit down and think about it after, but let's just talk about this mansion example again. And, you know, if I have this mansion, I want to have retreats. And will I do sponsored retreats for people that, like, will I give away free tickets? Will I do some to help other people? You fucking bet. Will I have a huge ass garden that I can feed people? You fucking bet. You know, like, that's not bad. It's okay to want those things. And I think it's the concept of the heart around what you desire that really is the grounding force. Like, where is it coming from? Your why? Where is it coming from? Why do you want it? Do you want it just to flaunt it in people's faces and cause more discrepancy in the system? Like, or what? Like, what are your reasons? Hello. Let's, the system is a whole nother conversation. Get rid of the system. Anyways, to a certain extent. Oh, so many things to talk about all the time. But it's the why. It's your heart. Why do you want it? It's okay to want to thrive. It's okay to want nice things here. This is your time here on earth. Like, I don't know, feel good. Because when you feel good, you pass that off to other people and they pass it off to you. And it sort of helps transpire all of these feelings of like confusion. What the fuck are we doing here? What's even the point? Into like, oh, you can actually enjoy yourself here. Oh, we're actually allowed to do that. Oh, actually in enjoying things, we actually help other people more. Oh. And then we move up our higher vibrational energy. I don't even like that term. We move up our energetics, and we are in the space of thinking bigger, talking bigger, receiving bigger, looking for bigger, accepting bigger. And it's this whole concept of, again, sort of manifestation of things get bigger and better. And we have to elevate ourselves internally to be able to match what we're asking for. And I think it's beautiful. That can happen overnight. That can happen over years. That can happen over a lifetime. And it's okay, because it's like, it's the whole entire process of, it's the whole journey of that. It is so exciting to watch yourself grow, expand, sometimes flop, sometimes fail, and be like, what the fuck? Hey, you just need another new reminder of your cycle. Hey, there's something that's still inside you that needs to be honored and healed. Hey, you know, we're here. Hear us, love us, see us, honor us. And then hopefully you can work to release the anything that doesn't want to stay. But it's just the concept of this manifestation, what's already yours. How do you want to think about it? How do you want to feel about it? It's okay to dream. It's okay to dream big. It's okay to put your big dreams a little bit lower. You actually don't care about that stuff anymore. It's okay to change. And it's okay, take your time to say, like, what do I want? What am I here for? And dream. Dream it all together. I want to live in a tent in the middle of nowhere. Shit, I would also really love that. Give me a backpack. Girl wants to learn how to be a survivalist. Just because I love Earth And I think it's special to exist with Earth. And I think it's so beautiful to be able to survive off of this natural place and to take care of it so that we can exist as humans with Earth. You know, that's why, where that comes from. But it's whatever is yours, and that's beautiful. So enhance that. Dig deep, see what those blockages might be. What mindset have you been taught or have you been clinging to that you're scared to let go of that might actually make space for this, in quotations, manifestation to come in? It's already yours. Queen, king, royalty, it's already yours. There are a lot of concepts. There's a program. It's called To Be Magnetic. My friend does it, and it's really, really great about manifestation. I also have a free manifestation guide on RebeccasHealingHub.com. And like it go wherever. This is your journey. But if you do want to do, I do have a really great free manifestation guide that I'm really pumped about. I send it off to people on my TikTok lives and really enjoyed it. It deals with the whole concept of like blockages, sort of recognizing what they might be and how to step into your manifestations as well and step into the energy of what's already yours. And so this is kind of the conversation about manifestation. There's a lot of stuff to talk about. There's a lot of conversations that could have stemmed from this, that might stem from this still. Feel free to come on to my TikTok lives. If TikTok is still a thing, it's Rebs the Rekka. And I would love to see you there, and you can say, hey, like, I listened to your podcast. I would love to know more of you. And it's a safe space there. So I just want you to know, if anyone does come on, it's a very safe space. I honor that. And I also make sure to keep it that way. So, it's not only about positivity and toxic positivity at all. It's not about that. It's about being real. It's just about being open-hearted, respectful, loving, and, as curious as possible. And that's the space for any and all to exist. And then if TikTok does go down, go to my Instagram. You all know it here. It's at Rebecca Reinhardt, and I will make announcements on how I move forward if that does sort of cease to exist in US and Canada. I'll probably do like YouTube, Twitch. Someone was also telling me about some other things, but, and Instagram as well. I'll probably live stream in all three of them if TikTok goes down. I do love the whole TikTok thing, so come find me there. We can all exist together in whatever we believe. We can just hang out. We can talk. We can do readings. We can do whatever. And I do my readings there with people. And also I do one-on-ones, and I love them. So, yes, if you want a reading, you can go to RebeccaReinhardt.com. There's some tarot stuff linked there. My Instagram has it, as well as my TikTok. So wherever, if you want to book a one-on-one, please feel free to do so. There's instructions on how to do so there, but ultimately you book with me on my schedule, you send the cashola, I send you the Zoom link. The specialized Zoom link for our one-on-one. And I'm trying, oh yes, there is one more thing actually. Because of my TikTok lives, there have been some amazing, and I'm going to talk about the men here because I did a women's retreat before. I'm talking about men here, and I will do workshops and retreats for everyone because I like love space for everybody. But there is a men's emotional and mental health workshop coming up led by myself, and I possibly have an amazing co-creator or possible guest that's coming in. That's going to be super amazing. But there's been a request from a bunch of men from my lives to do a men's workshop around emotional and mental health. And so I'm running that May 9th. Please feel free to reach out to me, send me an email, send me a message saying, hey, I'm interested. I have a list already going, which is super exciting. And it's a very safe space. It's exactly the energy that I give you here. It's just like we get to, it's open-hearted. I'm a very humorous person. I'm very deep. It's all of these things. You're safe. It's an extremely safe space. And again, I will nurture that safe space, however that needs to be sort of managed. But yes, if you're interested, you can message me on Instagram or TikTok. Rebs the Rekka on TikTok, RebsTheWrecka. Rebecca Reinhardt on Instagram, RebeccaReinhardt. And yes, also my website. Oh my gosh, I'm like, holy shit. There's so many avenues. RebeccaReinhardt.com, which you'll hear after this. But if you go there as well, you can also reach out to me through there. So, yes. Okay. I think that's it. There's a lot of stuff here. I love you all so much. And it's just been a pleasure being in spaces with so many beautiful people from all over the world. I very much am grateful and honor it big time. So sending you lots of love for all that is yours. Yeah, if you want guidance on the manifestation concept, again, just check it out, rebeccashealinghub.com. There's a free guide there. And if you have further questions, let me know. I think that's it. La 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 la. Hey, thanks for listening. Please visit my website, www.rebeccareinhart.com. You can find all the information of what I am working on. You can sign up for emails so you can get some cheeky emails from me and updates. And yeah, thanks for listening. I can't wait to connect with you. Find me on Instagram, find me on TikTok, find me on YouTube, find me everywhere, you know? Let's make it a game. Just kidding. RebeccaReinhart.com. Okay, bye.